This is GQDN for Tuesday, August 6th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest, by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Awesome, awesome stuff. When you do, go to the checkout line, use the promo code QUEST to get 25% off of your purchase. That's the yum yum stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Once again, more yum yum stuff right there. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some stumble guys going to switch. We got a sale going on. We got some POW World news as well. But we begin today with Gamescom. And Pure Xbox said, well, here's some things that we're looking at that you might not want to miss. Well, they made some bullet points, and thank you for the bullet points. The first is Gamescom's opening night live, and we know who does that one, so he'll have a good time. Old Jeff. And they're looking at Xbox at Gamescom day one, which is August 21st, and they're looking forward to Stalker 2, Adam Fall, and Age of Mythology. And that'll start at 9 a.m. EST on the 21st, and will last for about 3 hours. The future game show at Gamescom 24, which means I can get into this one. Games Radar said that GTA 5 and Red Dead Redemption 2 actors will be the hosts of the future game show at the virtual showcase, and that'll be Grand Theft Auto 5 Ned Luke and Red Dead Redemption 2's Alex McKenna, and they will be a part of said showcase. In fact, Luke did say, quote, I'm pumped to announce that I'll be hosting the future games show at Gamescom with Alex McKenna. We'll be showing off some of the world premieres and going hard on some 2024 hottest new games. Check out Alex and me on August 21st for all the up-to-minute game intel. Let's go. And McKenna also said, quote, I am so pleased to reveal that I'll be joining Ned Luke to host the future game show at Gamescom later this month. It's going to be an exciting mix of games from indie blockbusters you don't want to miss. Join us on Wednesday, August 21st. So Gamescom is coming. But what could they be showing at Gamescom? Or at the future game show? Well, that's what we don't know. They're also not looking at Day 3, Pure Xbox was, and they're looking at Avowed, and Era History Untold. And the Xbox coverages will be on the Bethesda Twitch channel for each day, along with other places. So you can check that out. You know we will. And if you're looking to get Madden 25, Hardcore Gamer did say that there's going to be a superstar mode, and EA went into a deep dive about it. So EA was focusing on the career mode in Madden NFL 25, which is known as the superstar mode. And players that created characters in the College Football 25 can be imported into Madden NFL 25. And the deep dive does break down some of the changes and updates that could start off with an avatar where players were tasked if they're creating and if they're not importing. And EA did add the ability to include tattoos for the characters. Now there's some other things that they did show, like the Superstar Showdown, and that'll be a 3v3 mode that was unveiled there last year. So we'll see what happens with that. And they also had the preset archetypes, which will have some different ratings depending on the positions which the players have. But once again, we will keep our eyes on it. Now, GameSpot did say that Game Pass for Xbox will be losing a game, and they're mourning over one of them because it's Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and that one will be leaving Game Pass. Shadow Warrior 3 will be leaving the service as well. Airborne Kingdom will be leaving Game Pass on August 15th, and the Offworld Trading Company will be leaving Game Pass on August 15th. So, there you go. Now you know what's leaving. Here's one that's taking its time. DualShockers.com did say that POW World, the developers for POW World, Pocket Pair, said that they're committed to the indie model. So the company's CEO, Takaro Mazobi, was talking to GameSpark, and he said that he would much rather stick with the indie model. So here's what he said, quote, I think other companies may be making similar changes, but for us, Rather than expanding our scale or increasing our staff, we're thinking about how far we can go with an indie scale, so Pocket Pair can scale up the operations, especially when they had $70 million so far. Further quote, I want to pursue something that I think is interesting as an indie game, and although it's good to have a large budget, I can't spend a budget that is beyond my means. Now, Pocket Pair is not sitting on their hands, but they're still working on stuff, just doing it in indie mode. Now, we go to IGN because they're talking about Black Ops 6 for Call of Duty, and there was a Warzone map that was revealed. Now, they also showed some screenshots about what was going on, but they were also looking at a Warzone map that was called Avalon, because that was a result of Activision that was uploading the build of the game to the PlayStation Network database, as making it accessible on the PlayStation 4. Now, some of the clips were removed from Twitter because the media that was shown was illegal to show. Basically, Activision did not give permission to show that media. Now, IGN said that Avalon is not confirmed for the Warzone map, so we'll have to see if that does happen or not. But that was a pretty major hint. So yeah, we did go to Rumorville. It's fine. We came back though. Just to get to Borderlands, due to purexbox.com again, because Xbox has deals, and they got quite a few. Borderlands themselves is anywhere between 60% and 90% off. From Mission 2 Remake is 33% off. Prey, the Xbox 360 version, is 80% off. And there are a few other games there as well. Now, the sales come from either the Borderlands franchise, XP or XGP deals, or Extra. So you have to look for them yourself. So if you look up purexbox.com, they do provide links. Now, if you do have a Nintendo Switch and you like Stumble Guys, which is, as I understand it, quite a fun game, it'll be coming soon. In fact, about 2 weeks away. August 20th. Yep, August 20th. There you go, people. Have fun with it. If you play World of Warcraft 2, Wowhead said that the pets are 50% off. And they are the Altrek Brewpup, Animal Wormling, I'll just give a few of them, Blinky, Cinder Kitten, Lil Ragnaros, Shadow, Twilight, and Whomper, among others. So yeah, go check them out. If you check them out, you can check us out too at thegroupquest.com. We are a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Thank you.